Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We will have Joey Harrington on our show next hour. Find out what he's got going on here on this not-so-football-y weekend.
Even though it says Football Friday, I heard it in the open. I mean, what do you...
Well, that's what you do now. You just say things. Doesn't matter if they're true.
No, that
people
is...
People will believe them.
That is kind of...
It's Division I football!
Hey, we take our cues just like everyone else.
Yeah. Yes, he
from
is.
From our fearless leaders.
Say what you want.
Hey, the Blazers won again.
Yeah, that is true.
And it makes me sad.
What now? What, is it 7 of 8?
Yeah. Let's see. Six of seven. Now, back when, and I don't remember the exact game. I'm looking at their schedule. I was in here and getting ready for the show, and Danny was in here, and he was like, oh, the tank is on.
Yeah.
He said that.
Not so fast. Well, we all thought it was on.
Yes, because they lost by 115 points or something.
Yeah, they had reeled off.
Was it that Miami game?
Yeah, they reeled off. They had lost to Dallas, Miami, Brooklyn, the Clippers, and the Rockets.
Yes.
All in a row. And
somewhere in there, we all thought the Blazers were flipping the switch.
The Clippers beat them 118-89. I mean, the Nets beat them 132-114. So it was like, I mean, here it comes.
Yeah, and it might have been that Clippers game.
And now all of a sudden, now to be fair to this win streak, okay?
Uh-oh.
Well,
nobody poops on a win streak quite like you.
No, they're playing better ball, but at the same time, they've beaten the Bulls, the Heat, Magic, Hornets, and the Magic again. Although the Bucks was a great win.
Great win.
That was a great win.
How many people lost their shorts betting that one? Because the Blazers won out in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And we thought Lillard coming back to Portland.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to run them out of there.
You would think. Milwaukee was coming off the second half of back-to-back. But, I mean, these last two games especially, they have looked... You can make the argument. I was sitting there last night, and I was flipping back and forth between the Ducks game, which don't.
Yeah, they were bad.
Oh, my God.
What happened to them?
What?
Come on, Dana.
I mean, they
God dang, what do you think?
Drilled. I mean, drilled. So... I gave up on that, and I flipped over to the Blazer game, and I'll try to check in. If I'm home and the Blazers are on, I try to check in and watch a little bit of the games. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, are they going to do it again? They look legitimate right now. And then you remember, it's not like the Magic are any good, but like if you want to get one of the top six worst records, or the top six picks, those are the teams like Orlando that you need to lose to. Like, you're going to lose to the Oklahoma City.
Well, how many times are we going to say this?
I think we're beyond the tank.
They're almost 10. They're only 10 games under 500.
Yeah.
So they're not.
No.
I mean.
Well, I mean, if this is what it is, and granted.
They're going to pick 12th.
You could see Post All-Star break, post trade deadline, maybe you move one of the two of the veterans, maybe start shutting guys down. But it does appear right now that the tank is not on, that the tank is off. And
well, I don't think Cronin likes that.
I can't imagine that he does, because I know right now, like, Blazer fan, and I always try to stay somewhat engaged with Blazer Twitter, and some of the, like, Blazer's Edge does a good job, and Danny does a great job. So a lot of good people that follow him. But this notion that this young core, you don't need another guy, and that the young core can just grow and develop, it is...
That's a thing?
It is just so short-sighted. Like, how many times do we see Anthony Simon have, like, over the last handful of years, have, like, a 4 or 5 game stretch, and people are like, oh, my God, he's taken the leap. And we do that with Shaden, and we do it with Scoot. Now, I do think...
Shaden might even be worse, because he hardly ever plays, and he has one good game, and we're like, he can be a cornerstone, and you're like, God.
I do think that Denny, and I think that... Kamani Kamara, I think they are what they are, and I think those are nice, solid building blocks, but... But we get so ahead of our, like, you go on a 6-game win streak, you beat one good team, and all of a sudden it's like, we don't need another top 3 pick. It's short-sighted beyond belief, but it kind of feels like that's just the path where this is headed.
So what do you do if you're Cronin now? You can't fire Chance, can you?
I mean, at the end of the day,
you want to lose, you better, because Chance is trying to win.
Well, he doesn't have a contract, so you can just let him go.
You can, but I don't think you can. You're playing too well.
And that's the thing. Then that's a way worse look for your image.
Yeah, now you're Cronin's stuck.
Yeah.
Because Chauncey wants to win, and they're winning.
Yeah.
And Cronin's like, damn it, I want him to lose. We all know he's not bringing Billups back next year.
I wouldn't think so.
But he can't fire him now because they've won 6 of 7.
He's going to Lovie Smith him.
What a mess.
They're going to end up with the 10th pick and another 19-year-old developmental project, and we're back to crossing our fingers that Scoot, Shaden, and Klingon are... And to be fair, right, since moving to the bench, both of those guys, especially Scoot, appears to have figured something out. But... Again,
I'm going to that lake.
We see guys go on 6-game runs quite a bit. And also, figuring something out and being a solid player ultimately leads you nowhere. It just ends up with a bunch of solid players that don't do anything.
Looking at a mock draft, if they're in the 7th spot, they could take Trey Johnson out of Texas. How about that?
Is he that freshman?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I saw him not too long ago. I think he's a little undersized, though, isn't he?
6'6", 190.
Hey, that's perfect. They are long. They are a long team right now.
I don't know.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. What a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, well, I don't know.
I just.
Because they're not. Okay. So
they're not going anywhere.
Exactly. You got to remember, they're 19 and 29.
Yes. I know. That's the other thing.
That's the thing. So you got to get off Blazers. I'm not telling you what to do, but look, Blazers Twitter is going to try to convince you that there's some sort of hope.
Yeah.
There's not. They're 19 and 29. They suck. Their best path here. Is to be 48.
And it feels like it's not.
But they're not doing that.
It feels like that ship has sailed. They're playing hard. They're getting some development. And
they're
Aiton
back
cares
in.
All of a sudden.
And they're back in no man's land. Yeah. And they're going to trade Aiton. Or he's gone.
I would hope so.
And he's not a part of the future. And they're going to trade. Isn't the deadline next week?
Yeah.
So Jeremy Grant will be gone, right?
It depends. This is the first year of the weird second apron, and some of those contracts might not be as movable as you think. So, you know, I don't... It feels like we're back to running two timelines, and what sucks is your team, for the first time in years, shows promise and shows development and shows growth, and it's exciting with some of the young guys. Because to me, if you're winning games and you're winning them with Jeremy Grant and you're winning them with, you know, some of the vets, whatever. But this run here has been sparked, with the exception of Ayton, who's, again, seemingly cares all of a sudden. And
dominating.
Don't bet on that sticking around.
Wait till that ice comes next
week.
That
guy, exactly. That guy doesn't give two blanks. He is the most unreliable I give a damn. The Phoenix Suns gave up Tumani Kamara just so that they would take Ayton's contract.
And yet Ayton's probably going to have a monster next two games because they're playing against the Suns, and he probably has a chip on his shoulder about how they thought he wasn't good enough.
But, you know, at least you got Kamara out of that deal. But you have real promise from the young guys, and it does feel like it's counterproductive to what is in your best interest. I just feel like this is going to be viewed, when it's all said and done, as a lost, another lost season. And if you run it back with the same group, and you even, let's say you even get growth and development out of your young guys. Okay. So next year, what, you're the 12th worst team, and maybe you're sniffing around the play-in. That's where we're at. That's my God. We were better than that for years. And we all got tired of that, where you were a legitimate playoff team. And now the goal is, we're saying that it's good enough being maybe a play-in team, and that you no longer need a top three or four pick. And it just feels like it's a wasted season. And that's frustrating to me, but I get why a Blazer fan is excited, because there does appear to be real growth and progress. But there's a difference between growth and progress and having a real starting backcourt in the NBA. And because Scoot looks pretty good coming off the bench these last handful of games, all of a sudden, that's the point guard of the future? I'm not buying that.
I'm going to go to that league.
All right, In the News is coming up next, I think. Yes, we are at In the News.
Yes, and we're late. Let's go.
We have another local creepo teacher.
Oh, boy.
To tell you about.
Stan Creeps.
That's coming up next on The Fan. Here's Buck.